Hear now the word of God. Isaiah chapter 61, beginning at verse 1. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach good things to the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, and the oil of joy for mourning, and the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. And then let's move to Mark's Gospel. Mark's Gospel, chapter 16. Beginning at verse 15. Okay, we're together now. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. Amen. Living a resurrected life. That's what I want to talk about. Living a resurrected life. I read this account of this young man who was born without any hands or arms or legs. He was angry at everybody. He was angry at his mother. He was angry at his father. He was angry at God. He wondered what his mom had did or his dad had did. But his mom had been a nurse. She had done all that she could possibly do so that he would have a healthy life. But he was bitter. He was sour. And then something happened all of a sudden. And he began to realize that if he could not receive a miracle, maybe he could be a miracle. And his whole life changed. He was able to tell his story and how even though he had no hands and no legs, he still had an active mind. He still had a story to tell about the goodness of God. Every last one of us has to face adversity. There's no one that will escape some suffering and pain and some misery. Somebody sitting here this morning, you look great, but some of you are having problems on your job. Some of you have no job. Some of you are having problems in your relationship. Some of you are depressed. Some of you are going through, some of you are bitter on life. Things did not work out the way that you wanted them to work out. And you're bitter. Look at somebody and say, don't let it make you bitter. Some of us have pity parties. The reason that I cannot achieve what I need to achieve is because my father wasn't there. Because, you know, I grew up in a bad neighborhood and because I grew up in the project. My God, there was a time when project was good living. You don't believe me? Try growing up in sharecropper South Carolina. I was so happy when we moved to 30 Lord Avenue, Bayonne, New Jersey, into projects. Had an indoor toilet, hallelujah. Didn't have no shower, but we could take a bath in the bathtub. It was good living. People who were 61 years old, sitting up in the pulpit in wherever all this congregation that went to college, many of us grew up in the projects. Thank you, Jesus. What I'm trying to tell you is you are not defined by your past. You are prepared by your past.
Your past gets you ready for your future. Your past, you build on your past. You don't run away from your past. You are not defined by poverty. You are not defined by the mistakes you made yesterday. Everybody makes mistakes. We are prepared by our past.
Never, never let anybody try to define you by your mistakes. You are more than alcohol. You are more than drugs. You are more than prison. Thank you, Malcolm X. You are more than the mistakes. Your past prepares you to propel you into an unknown future, believing that God can transform you. He's able. One of the best things that I've learned over the years is that nothing happens to me. It happens for me. Ah. Wake somebody up if they sleep. I want them to get this. You know, I don't want them to get everything. But if they sleep, nothing happens to me. It happens for me. Whatever I've been through, it's preparing me. It's developing me. It's shaping me. It's making me into the person that God would have me to be.
Nothing
in life is an accident. The Bible says all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord and who are called according to his purposes. It does not say that everything that happens to us is good. How many of you can say some bad stuff has happened to us? And how many of you are willing to say some of this bad stuff that happened to us, we made a bad choice? But the fact of the matter is, even though we made some mistakes, it can work to our good. You can't allow the fact that somebody hurt you to make you bitter with all relationships. That's one of the reasons that relationships fall, because we become so toxic. Somebody hurts you, and so you just withhold yourself all from everybody. And then you're so toxic and so mean, so pretty and so toxic. Oh, God, what a bad combination. Beauty and toxicity. Or handsomeness and toxicity. God wants us to live a resurrected life. Jesus endured the pain of the cross, focusing on the joy that was set before him. What are you focusing on? Are you focusing on the mess you made? Are you focusing on the sin that you committed? Are you focusing on how you grew up because your mama wasn't there and your mama screamed at you? Every mama screams sometimes. I don't know no one. I mean, they all scream. And if dad is there, he does too. Don't allow it to define your present and your future. Don't become so bitter and sour in your life that it destroys your peace. Do I have a witness in the house? You got to set your mind on the future. You got to believe that you can overcome it. You got to set your goal for something whole and something pure. You got to be able to fight for your dreams. Don't just have a dream and just sit down on your butt. You got to be able to fight for your, you got to set that goal and you got to fight for it. Ain't nobody going to give you anything on a silver platter. You got to fight for it. You want to be a doctor and you don't open up one book. I don't want to go to no stupid doctor. If I'm sick, I want you to know more than, I don't want to go to no doctor that I know more than the doctor. So you live a resurrected life. Now, you are not defined by how you were raised. You are not defined by how you were treated. You are not defined by the mistakes that you have made. You are defined by what you believe. Resurrection. You know the story of the resurrection. Jesus, you know, he was crucified on the cross. Those who haven't even been to church in God knows how long. You know the resurrection story. He was crucified on the cross. And then he was buried. You know, he died and he was buried. And then he was raised. There's three things that happen. You die, you're buried, and you're raised. And the truth of the matter is, there are some relationships we need to let die. There's some stuff in our lives that we need to let die. And when something dies, it ought to be what? Buried. Don't just let something die and let it hang around and stink up your life. Bury it. Bury it. And don't just bury it 2 inches under the ground. Put it 6 feet under. Throw some dirt on it. Roll a Mack truck on top of the grave. Make sure that joker stayed dead. But because God is able to give us resurrection power, some of us are still on the first day. You know, it was 3 days. It was Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. You know, but the fact of the matter is, resurrection happens on the third day. Look at somebody and say, I'm a third day Christian. I'm a resurrection Christian. I'm an Easter Christian. I'm an open tomb Christian. I believe the Lord can transform me. I believe he can raise me. I'm looking for a new future. I'm not going to be defined by my guilt. Everybody's guilty over something. Everybody's fallen short somewhere. You and I have got to look to the hills from which cometh our help. And our help comes from the Lord. We got to get up. We got to believe that the Lord is able to clean us up and make us whole again. Look at somebody and say, I'm a believer. I'm not perfect, but I'm a believer. I believe. I just believe God's not through with me. I'm going to live a resurrected life. I'm not going to live no dead, defeated life. I'm going to live like I am somebody in Jesus. I'm going to live like he has died for me, that he has washed me, and he has cleansed me, and he has made me a new person. I'm going to believe that right now. Let's see. We got a lot of young people in here today. Let me see if I can go down your street. I'm on your mama's street now and your daddy's street. I got to get in your business too. So you're a junior now. So you made the football team. But you got to play once. And you made a big mistake. Threw you a pass, and it was intercepted. Or you're sophomore, and you hate algebra. Just hate it. You don't even like the algebra teacher. Yes. You got an F minus. I don't know how you get an F minus. And your teacher thinks you're stupid. She talks down to you, or he talks down to you. But I want you to know something. You can't let that woman define you by one single grade. One grade never defines you. One year never defines you. You can't be worried about one grade and one negative teacher. You need to make yourself come to some church or somewhere so somebody will affirm you and say, yeah, you had one bad grade, but so did I. But look at me right now. The Lord is not through with you. You've got to refocus your mind. You've got to change your attitude. You've got to look to the future, not just keep looking in the rearview mirror. You got to look ahead. Hallelujah. And then, when things go bad, when you're feeling lonely, When somebody dumps you, anybody ever been dumped? Don't raise your hand. I have been dumped. Time and time. Again. And is that a good feeling? Do I have a witness? When you lost your job, and when you're having relationship problems, and you can't stand your boss, and when you're having bad, when you had a 401, whatever that is, a 403B, or whatever it is, and you've been in an IRA, and you had a bad season on the stock market, and you thought you were set so that you would, you know, be able to retire at 62, and then the market crashed. I'm talking to myself now. Market crash, and you lost thousands and thousands of dollars. And look at somebody. But even when the negative stuff happened, look at somebody and say, stay in the faith. Stay with God anyhow. You got to believe anyhow. When you go to the doctor and he tells you that you got cancer, and he tells you or she tells you that you have a heart condition, look at somebody and say, stay in the faith. It's not over just because you got one bad report. How many of you know that he is a healer, and he is able to turn the stock market around? You got to keep investing. You got to keep believing. You don't take all your money out just because you had a bad year. You put some more money in. You got to stay in the faith. You got to double yourself. You got to refocus. Got to refocus. The worst thing in the world you can do is stop believing. You stop believing you're done. You just, here you are, 16 years old, planning your funeral. No, you ought to be planning a sweet 16 party. You ought to be planning where you're going to college. You ought to be planning, you know, what kind of car you going to get when you can buy it. You ought to be planning to take a trip over to South Africa. You ought to be planning to take a trip to Switzerland. You ought to be planning to go down to Jamaica and see what it's like on the beach down in Jamaica. Here you are, 16, 17, talking about you got too much to live for. You gotta let something die in you. You gotta die to those negative influences. You gotta die to those negative friends. You gotta bury those jokers. You gotta run away from those jokers, because you are a resurrection child. You are living the resurrection. You're messed up, but one time doesn't define you, because you are a believer. Look at somebody and say, I'm a believer. I just believe. When things are going, I'm going to stay in the faith. I'm not going to give up on God. I'm not going to become a 5%er. I'm not going to become a 10%er. I'm not going to just run away from God. That's because I had one nasty year. You may have a whole lot of nasty years. When you stay with God, when life makes no sense, something begins to happen on the inside of us. And while you're worried about it, while you're sweating about it, while you're full of anxiety, look at somebody and say, I know he will. He'll work it out. I don't see how it's going to work. Lord, I'm in such a mess. I don't see how. Look, how do you know he can bring miracle out of messes? You're looking at a mess that experienced a miracle. And there's a whole lot of messes out here that's been down Miracle Boulevard. He will work it out. Work it out. He'll work it out. He'll work it out. He'll work it out. It didn't, when somebody walked out on you, it didn't happen to you. It happened for you. When somebody hurt you, it didn't, somebody hurt you, they didn't hurt to you, they hurt for you, so that you would learn something from them. And don't you go around and make the same stupid mistake again and again. You have to learn something in the process. Do I have a witness in the house? Scripture in Isaiah 61:3 said, he can turn your ashes into beauty. That whole ashes, you know, in the Old Testament, when somebody died, they would go put ashes on the head. You know, they would put ashes on to symbolize the fact that there was a death. And what I want you to know is, if you trust God, you can come into the church feeling one way. You can come in like you're dressed for a funeral and go out like you've been to a wedding.
Hallelujah! Hallelujah! He can turn your ashes into beauty. He can give you the joy, the oil of joy over your sense of heaviness.
You can come in heavy. There are people in here today who lost a family member. Saw people around the altar crying because they had a sense of heaviness. They've lost someone they love. Other people, I don't know what was going on. Maybe they lost a job, or maybe they're having a family squabble, or maybe they're having a sense of depression. But you know, when worship is right, he can change that heaviness. He can lift up a bowed down. Do I have a witness? A bowed, you can come in one way and go out another way, and you'll be able to sing, I got a feeling that everything is going to be all right. I don't know how you're going to do it, God, but I trust you, even though it makes no sense. I trust you because I am a resurrected Christian.
You can
be good to people who hate you. Come here, Barack Obama.
I don't know how that man stay cool, because I would have lost it a long time ago. In my unsanctified self, I'm sure I would cuss somebody out at least one time in the last 4 years. And if I didn't cuss them out, I'd turn Michelle loose. I know she'd do it.
You can be good to people who want to hurt you. Have you ever met anybody who don't like you? Not because you did anything, they just don't like you. But you know, the greatest character is not built on mountaintops. Character is built when you have to deal with people who don't like you. There are some people in Mount Olive over the years, ain't nobody now, who didn't like me, and they wouldn't tell me, but they would go around and get back to me. I ought to take them to lunch today. I ought to write them a check today. Because everybody who's walking around telling you, hey, Pastor, you're doing a great job, they're not really helping you, especially if they're not telling you the truth. But those people who were scandalizing my name made me pray harder. How many of you know trouble will drive you to your knees? It made you strive harder. There's some people in your life that don't like you. You ought to write them a check today. You ought to take them to McDonald's in Jesus' name. Because they helped you to be the man that you are, or the woman that you are. They helped you to shape and to develop into a person who trusts God in spite of the difficulties of the moment. The reason God closes some doors is so that he can open another. Some of you so worked up about that job, and you felt you knew you were going to get laid off. You hated the job in the first place. You finally got laid off, and now you're getting whatever it is, $600 or $700 a week in unemployment. Enjoy it. Because God can close one door and promote you. Because you would have never left the job on your own. But when God fired you, he had something else in mind.
Same thing about relationships. Yes,
sir. I'm scared to look behind me.
but relationships. You just so worried. I just don't see how I'm gonna make it without you. I don't see how I'm gonna make it.
Sometimes you make it just fine. I'm gonna tell you about men. I'm gonna tell you because I'm one of them. Tell you about men. Y'all want to hear this? When the relationship is over, we don't want you to be happy with nobody else. We don't mind you having somebody else. We just want that person not to measure up to us. But when you met somebody and he's everything, I want you to just say, thank you, Jesus, for setting me free. Thank you, Jesus, for elevating me. Oh, we can't stand that. Oh, we cannot stand that. God challenges us so we can grow. What you're going through, God puts it there so you can grow. So you can learn from your mistakes. So you can learn to trust him. And then sometimes, even Jesus, you know, when Jesus was on the cross, he was going up Via Della Rosa, you know, and his mind was set towards Jerusalem. He prayed in that garden, the Garden of Gethsemane, remember? And he prayed and he asked the disciples to pray with him and watch with him. And he prayed, Father, if it's your will, if it's possible, take this cup from me. He prayed so hard, like sweat came down, like drops of blood. He prayed and prayed and prayed. But then finally he said, not my will, but your will be done. Sooner or later, when things don't go the way you want to, you got to stand on the promises of God. You got to stand on the promise of God. You got to know that God will work it out. You got to trust that God will work it out. You got to trust it may not work it out the way you, how many of you know, he doesn't always work it out the way you want it to work out, but it usually works out much better. It works out much better. It works out much better. It works out much better. Now I got to trust God. And we got to know that sometimes, Jesus is going up Via Della Rosa. He's carrying his cross, and Jesus fell. Remember? He fell, and God had Simon to come there and take up the cross. Sometimes you can't make it by yourself. You need somebody's help. Do I have a witness? And if Jesus fell carrying his cross, I know you and I are going to fall carrying our cross. But God's got somebody in your life that'll come to you and be an angel in your difficulties. You receive their help. And then, just like somebody had been an angel in your life, I dare you to go and be an angel in somebody. It's not what I want you to get this. It's not what happens to you.